Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
All right, well, this is a real treat right here. We have retired Hall of Fame sports writer and Westwood High grad from Massachusetts, Westwood High. All right, Jackie McMullen, she's on the Harbor One hotline to talk about her friend Bill Russell, who we are taking so much time to remember and honor today. Jackie, thank you for joining us. First question I had to ask you is, do you have a Bill Russell story or memory that really sticks out in your mind as you are thinking about him today?
Well, I do, Megan. Actually, it's pretty personal. I mean, I got to know Bill. I was very young. Obviously, I was way too young to cover him. But he was around a lot in the mid-80s when I was starting to show up at the Garden. So I met him at that time. And just, you know, he was the guy that, he'd walk into the arena and it was like the Red Sea party and everybody just, you know, stood out of the way as he walked through. And I had gotten to know him a little bit. So I would, you know, when he would come to the Garden, I would often speak with him, say hello. And this one particular time I'm with my daughter. My daughter was about 9, I think, my daughter Allie. And we were at the game and I really wasn't working that night. I was just with her and we were standing near the court and in walks Bill Russell. And, you know, even though I knew Bill a little bit at that time, yeah, I wasn't going to run over and say, hey, man, you know, I didn't know him so well. I could say, hey, Bill, what's happening? You know, so I kind of stood off to the side and, you know, I wouldn't have blamed him one bit if he had just walked by and kept going. As we were standing there, I would have understood there were so many people just watching him and following him. But he didn't. He came over and he stopped and he didn't even address me. He just saw my little 9-year-old daughter and said, well, what do you do? And my daughter was like, yes, this 6'9", very imposing, intimidating guy. And she kind of stammered and she said, well, I play soccer. And he said, soccer, huh? Well, you're going to be tall like your mom. You really should just play basketball. And she kept walking. And so we got home that night and Allie said to my husband, Daddy, I have to quit soccer. Bill Russell says I should play basketball.
Well, that'll do it.
That's a pretty good family memory for us.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. Jackie, it's Lou. Good to hear from you.
Hey, Lou. How you doing, Dan?
I am very good. So, you know, with Bill Russell, a lot of people like me, maybe our listeners, a generation, it was more early 80s, right? Boston Celtics. That was my first love of the Celtics. So we don't, you know Bill Russell, the player. And I'm just curious, how would you look at him as not just the player, but maybe as the person? We talked to ML Carr, talked about what he had done, you know, for the black community, black athletes. But how would you categorize him, maybe for our younger audience?
In my mind, he is the single most significant basketball and impactful basketball player that ever lived, and I don't think it's close. And I say that not because he won at every level, which he did, high school, college, and the pros, not because he won 11 out of 13, which we all know will never, ever, ever, ever happen again, but because he did that in a climate where NBA players were nobodies. They didn't get paid anything. Nobody came to the games unless Wilt was playing Russ. You know, the rest of the games, you could walk up and buy a ticket. It was not a popular sport. It was rarely televised. And here he is operating under that environment, but meanwhile, never identified himself as a basketball player. He was much more brilliant and complex than that. And yet, against that backdrop, he had the courage to go out and to not talk about being a civil rights activist, being one, acting like one. When Medgar Evers gets assassinated, and Bill Russell has a conversation with Medgar Evers' brother. He's on a plane down to Mississippi. And this is, we're talking the 1960s here. Yeah. And putting together a blended clinic for black and white kids. An integrated clinic. Mm. Unheard of. And dangerous. Crazy, really, if you think about it. But that's how Bill Russell rolled. And so when I think about him, you know, he was probably the greatest rebounder that ever lived. I think he averaged 22 plus rebounds a game for his career. We can talk about his, you know, defensive genius, how he wouldn't just block shots out of bounds and then scream like the guys do today. He'd block shots and then tip them ahead to Sam Jones or Bob Cousy. That's an art form in itself. I just think of him, the picture was so much bigger than that. He's there when Martin Luther King is assassinated. He's talking with the commissioner of the NBA and the mayors of those cities. And you know, he doesn't want to play. He's devastated. His friend has been murdered and yet understands that if they play, that maybe for one night the rioting is quiet. It gives people something else to look at. And so just involved in so many big moments in history. He became very involved with the desegregation of busing in Boston, which everyone can remember. Lou, I think you're old enough to remember what a hot topic that was, what a terrible time it was for our city, how our city was portrayed and, you know, honestly, fairly, very shameful black mark on our city's history. And yet here's the most iconic athlete in the city standing up for the rights of those young black kids in that city. And that was not a popular stance. And he paid dearly for it. As you guys know, vandals broke into his home, defecated on his bed, smeared feces on his wall. And yet, that guy didn't waver, man. Bill Russell never wavered. He didn't care if he liked you. He didn't care if you liked him. He was going to do what he thought was right. And nothing, and I mean nothing, was going to stop him from doing that.
Jackie, we certainly think of Tom Brady as the modern, quote-unquote, winner for what he did here with the Patriots and now in Tampa Bay. Came across this note from Bob Ryan on Russell. In his final 14 years as a basketball player, Bill Russell's team participated in 21 winner-take-all contests, 9 in the NCAAs, 1 Olympic, 10 Game 7s, a Game 5. He went 21-0, but more importantly, his team went 21-0. Why was he such a great winner? Because it's obviously not just about what he was doing. He found a way to make sure his five guys beat the other five guys every time.
Right. So I said he was the most significant and impactful player. He was probably also the best teammate that ever lived. And if you talk to Fat Sanders or Bob Cousy or all those guys from the old days, Sam Jones, Casey, you know, Casey used to talk about him with such reverence. John Thompson, the Georgetown coach, just idolized Bill Russell. I loved talking to Wayne Embry, who was Bill's backup for a time with the Celtics. When you listen to them talk about how he was the guy that always knew when things were getting a little squirrely, he always knew which guy to go put his arm around up. He always knew which guy to draw in, to sit down and make feel part of it, you know. But the big joke with Bill Russell is he really wasn't a great scorer. And Red Rarbach was getting worried about it. So he drew up this play, 6 for Bill's number, and he ran a play for Red Rarbach. Well, I mean, ran a play for Bill Russell. And Bill was just so concerned about, you know, keeping all his teammates involved and having them feel part of it that he was the fifth option on his own play. He ended up passing it to everybody. And I think that was, he just didn't care about the numbers and the accolades. He cared about the championships. That's what he cared about. And I've watched him not only with the players that played with him alongside the Celtics, but, you know, I covered the NBA for over 40 years, and the stories that Kobe Bryant told me, that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar tells about how Dr. J was an undergraduate at UMass, and Bill Russell went up to do a speech there, and then afterwards took young Julius Erving out to dinner and talked to him for 3.5 hours, and not one of those hours was about basketball. It was about paying it forward, about being a leader, about standing up and being a strong black activist. Those are the kind of things that Bill Russell talked to him about, to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who was Lew Alcindor at the time, to Kevin Garnett, to Kobe Bryant, to Shaq, to LeBron. I can name so many of the biggest stars in the game who hung on every word that he said. And I always, you know, it's a shame to me in some ways, Bill Russell never made a lot of money playing basketball. Nobody did back then. He and Wilt did the best of them all, but you know, they had $8 a day meal money. They were traveling by train, and if they were playing in Fort Wayne, the train didn't stop near the hotel, so they had to trudge across a cornfield with their suitcases on their backs. So to me, that makes it even more extraordinary what Bill Russell accomplished.
All right, Jackie McMullen, known for her writing in ESPN, the Boston Globe. She says she's retired now, but she keeps coming out of the woodwork and giving us such great reporting. We loved your piece that you wrote on Ime Udoka just a couple months ago. So hopefully you continue to do that. And by the way, if you're interested in hearing more about Bill Russell, Jackie has a great podcast that she just did for The Ringer, Icons. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, Megan. I love your stuff. You're doing a great job. Keep those guys in line, girl.
All right.
Well, she's having trouble,
Jackie,
with Christian, but we're all trying to rattle him
who
in.
Doesn't?
All good.
I'll talk to Christian. I'll take care of that for you.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks, Jackie. All right, coming up, it is a new era in Massachusetts because they have legalized sports betting. Well, what does that mean? When can you actually place a bet? What can you bet on? How is this going to work? We're going to do that in just a few minutes.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.